This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we heard this during Jim's update, but it's so good that we got to hear it again real quick.
Mike, can you describe best you can what happened there at the end?
No.
Or what led to your ejection?
No.
Chris Letang, can you?
And at the end, it just kind of got out of control. Most of our guys were looking at the board. We were trying to draw a play on the board, and suddenly something happened behind. So I don't know what happened anyway. So.
Casey DeSmith, can you?
It's frustration, and you know their guys are doing stuff to him, and if they don't like it, they have every right to go after him. And you know, late in a game like that, if those situations kind of happen, you know, especially when frustration's level go up. So. You know, thankfully no one got hurt, obviously, and move on to the next one.
So we'll get into the game in a moment, but the most important thing, or the juiciest thing for Sports Talk Radio, I think, is the end of the game.
Yes.
Evander Kane decides he wants to in a 3-0 game at that point. Look at the whiteboard, check out what's going on, skate over a little too close to the
Penguins
bench.
Take a peek at what Rex and Sully are drawing up.
Yeah, and he says it's something that he's done, you learn as a vet to kind of get any point of gamesmanship that you can, and he did. And the Penguins took, well, they took a little bit of
umbrage?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a word.
With that. And there you go. And it was a dust up. But it was not because of that, I don't think. It was frustrations because they were outplayed. It was frustration because a great team came into the building and blew their doors off. It was frustration because they finally, Chris, looked to have momentum. Couple wins strung together in anticipation of the Stadium Series game. And man, did they look bad.
They looked bad. The first of a 10-game stretch where seven are going to be against teams that are currently in the playoff picture. And this is a playoff, one of those seven games. And
I think six of them are against Columbus.
Feels like it, yeah. Three, actually, but nonetheless, they look like a team that it's all well and good to pile up points. I said this the other day against the teams that are, you know, struggling, against the Oilers, against even the Flyers, you know, great win against them last week. But you start playing playoff-caliber teams, and you could throw Columbus into that mix even though they're ninth in the Eastern Conference right now. You start playing playoff-caliber teams like the San Jose Sharks, and you start to find out what you're all about, and what the Pens are all about right now is still inconsistency.
It was interesting that Casey DeSmith stayed in that game after the first period. I thought that there was a chance when it was 3-0, much like Murray in the Calgary game, that perhaps you'd see a switch and you'd see a change. It was strange to me that the backup gets that much of a leash. That speaks to something for me, though, to take away from that game last night. Matt Murray undeniably is the one, but I wonder just how far back Casey DeSmith is behind him.
And that's a good point, because this is something that I found it curious that DeSmith started in the first
place. Yes, I agree.
And again, you
With the Stadium Series game on the horizon, Matt Murray's going to play that game.
Yes, absolutely. He'll play Saturday night. But when again, you look at this 10-game stretch and seven of them against playoff teams, and I understand you want to keep Murray fresh for the playoffs, but I want him to play the better teams to get sharpened for the playoffs. And maybe you look at it and say it's a Western Conference team, so we concede the 2 points maybe if we have to. But I'm sorry. It feels like, to your point, Casey DeSmith is a whole lot closer on the depth chart to Matt Murray than he should be.
Didn't we just talk on Monday, I believe it was, or maybe Friday, whenever. I don't know. We talk so much that it gets mixed up.
Yes.
But didn't we understand and speak of the understanding that Matt Murray has of the big moments?
Yeah.
And when the Sharks come into town because of who they are, because of the prior Stanley Cup matchup, because of who they have in terms of star power, a couple guys that walked around this town with their shirts off, and Joe Thornton on his way out, you know, of the league, and just how old he is, and Brent Burns and what he is,
and just
what
that deep, talented, fast team.
What they've become. They are a fast team now.
Yes.
They're not what they were. Didn't we talk about how Matt Murray understands the big moments? And that logo, the Sharks, I think it does mean something.
Would have seemed like a good night for Matt Murray to play and to find a breather for him at some point down the line. Now, again, maybe Sully looks at the way the next few weeks stack up, and three of the next six, I think it is, against Columbus and Philly on Saturday night, and says, no, I want Matt Murray for those games. Because, again, Columbus, ninth in the Eastern Conference, you want to keep them at an arm's length and at bay. But it was a little curious that A, DeSmith got the start, and B, didn't get yanked after the team really needed a wake-up call after the first period. And that's a classic coach's maneuver. I want to wake the boys up. I yank the starting goalie.
Is Evander Kane gamesmanship or is it cheating? That too. That's something I've bounced around. I kind of like it. You like it if it's Hornquist, you love it.
Yes.
You know, if it's
who looked like he was about to explode, yes, standing on the bench.
If it's
watching
a guy on your team, you love it. If it's a guy on the other team, you hate it. So it's just one of those things.
When it's 3-0 in a game with what, 4.5 minutes left, that's already been decided.
You know what? If it's 1-0 in a playoff game, you're probably right. It's one of these things that's one of the greatest moves, yes, of all time. It's unnecessary to fire that dart when it's 3-0 and cause that.
You know what it is? It's Evander Kane understanding the situation and saying, "Oh, I can tweak these guys a little extra here." We're beating them 3-0, 4.5 minutes left. Doesn't matter. That's just the way Evander Kane plays his game. He knows he can get under some skin if he goes over there and does that.
Are the Penguins in jeopardy of missing the playoffs? I mean, let's look real hard in the mirror, Pittsburgh, right now this morning. 412-928-9370. Are they? Let's get into that coming up next, because is this window slamming shut on the season, or is this just another, okay, they'll step on the gas, everything will be fine, relax, it's one game?
I would say just our start. You know, we gave up one in the first minute there, and they scored another, couple quick ones. We're down pretty early, but we still had some chances to get back in it.
Sid, the captain, you heard him right there, Sidney Crosby. Big good morning to you. It's a Friday, 6:16 on your Friday morning, 4-0 last night. Kind of a big dud. Mm-hmm. Thomas Hertl, real early on, 57 seconds into this hockey game, and bang, there's the life out of the building. We talk about the life in the building coming up at 8 o'clock. You're going to want to hear this discussion. An out-of-towner said to us something really interesting,
yeah,
about that building, but it ends up 4-0. This will be some of the talk today. The Penguins are right on that cusp. The Penguins are right on that line. Could the Penguins, God forbid, miss the playoffs? I'm here to tell you, we're in the opinion business, right? My opinion is they'll be just fine. I don't know how far they'll go in the playoffs. This team is not going to miss the playoffs, in my opinion, I don't think.
No, I don't think they will either. I think they will get it together. The question keeps coming to us, though, and we've been asking this question since, Thanksgiving or so? When are they going to put it together for an extended period of time? They had that winning streak back in December, when Murray came off of injured reserve. But it still feels like there's something missing. And when you talk about that, despite the additions of Bukestad and McCann, it still feels like there's... And I don't know if that's because Kessel and Hornquist haven't produced. I don't know if it's because there's been an up-and-down nature to Geno Malkin, even though it feels like he's coming back to life a bit. I don't know if it's because they're piling up points against teams who are below them in the standings rather than teams that are ahead of them in the standings. But it's that traction thing.
Those two guys that are supposed to be big-end, top-end guys, particularly Kessel. Hornquist is what he is, but he needs to be better. But Kessel has to be a star for this hockey team and has been invisible, and he won't shoot the puck.
I will say this. What did he end up having? 8 shots last night, I think it was. That I take as a positive sign. A couple nights ago on the power play, he looked a little more confident with the puck. I think it's coming around for Kessel, and I think he will come around. Hornquist is more of a concern, because if Hornquist is going to continually get less than 15 minutes a night, I don't know how he finds his rhythm to get back on the horse. No goals in what now, 14 games? And that's a guy that you have to have going once the playoffs come around. He's a playoff producer.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. I already said that, but I'll say it again twice for effect. You know how you catch yourself on radio where the longer you do it, the less you have to do this, but you almost, like, you're thinking about a swear word. And I thought about verbalizing a swear word. Well, the swear word came up right now. It was, why the... Is Teddy Bluger sitting on the bench and Dominic Simone keeps getting up?
I don't know.
Hockey game.
I don't know.
It happened again last night.
Yep.
You know, I'm not to the point where I want to call Mike Sullivan or be adversarial with the guy. Now, this is turning into, that's my Craig Adams.
Simone?
That's my Craig Adams.
He even, when Russ left the game, put Simone up on the first line.
Correct. Immediately. Simone gets a battlefield promotion all the way up and plays with Gensel and plays with Sid while Russ goes to the room for a little
bit. And Hornquist is struggling and could use that jump start.
I agree with you. But Teddy Bluger, nowhere to be found. Another thing, though, that I do think we have to talk about is this goaltending is so sporadic. Is it good enough to where you see them getting it together for a four-game stretch? Because that's what you need in a series. Are they good enough for four games out of seven?
Well, and let's say seven games, right? Look at the next seven games. It's that stretch where I mentioned they play Columbus three times. Columbus right behind them in the standings down there in the ninth spot in the conference, fighting for their lives as well. Take these next seven games, and I think we can – it's not too early in the season to make it a bit of a referendum on where they sit, because Rutherford may or may not make some moves as well over the weekend. Take these next seven games, starting with the stadium series, including the three against Columbus, I think Buffalo, Montreal, Florida in the mix as well, and a lot of these on the road. You find out what this team's about and whether they can turn this, we always say flip the switch. Let's see if they can flip the switch over these next seven games, most of which are very, very important.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.